meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Yeah. No guest tonight. The love that the two hosts find between each other.
We can bask in that for a while. And then I guess we're going back into a long, hard-hitting streak of guests, yes?
Yes.
We just don't know who and when yet.
No, but we know it's coming because we have our ear to the tracks.
Yeah.
We can tell the iron horse is near. All right, so let's just go straight to the phone.
Let's do.
All right, let's talk to Brittany, who's 17. Brittany?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay, me and my boyfriend have been together for over a year now, and when we first started going out, we had sex, pretty often, and now it's not as often, but when we do have it, it hurts me.
Mm-hmm. It hurts you. Are you on the pill?
I was. I stopped taking it.
Are you on the shot?
No, I'm getting, I gotta go back in July, and I'm gonna get on the patch.
How is it you're, what are you using for contraception now?
Condom.
Okay, and mm-hmm. So the condom is a new addition to the scene, yes?
We've used it all the time.
All the time. Even though you're on the pill, you were using the condom before.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I know it's a problem because it doubles the girth of my penis when I put that condom on.
Not quite double.
Well, it's 40%.
All right.
100% be double. It's at least 85%. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe it's that extra width, you know, it's a couple of microns.
Yeah. Brittany, anything else going on? Do you want any medication?
No, not right now. I was just wondering why it didn't bother me when we first started having sex, but now it does.
Were you on the pill immediately when you were first having sex before?
No. I just got on it like a month ago.
Were you using a condom at the beginning?
Yeah.
Are you, anything else going on? Are you nervous or uptight or problems in the relationship?
Nope.
And does it hurt when with deep penetration or right at the point of penetration?
Just right at the point.
Right when it starts.
Hmm. Yeah.
Then does it get better as it goes along or gets worse? Gets better as it goes along.
Yeah.
Maybe he just needs to slow it down a little more foreplay. Ooh, let me float a theory here, Drew.
Float.
Don't guys, I mean, all guys are this way. At the beginning of the relationship, there's 45 minutes of foreplay before penetration.
Mm-hmm.
Then as you hit your comfort zone, there's 0.3 seconds
mm-hmm.
before you actually attempt penetration, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like at the beginning of the relationship, it was great. There was no discomfort. Now I'm feeling discomfort at the beginning. Well, maybe that's just because guys get to it that much faster.
Could be.
Brittany?
Yeah.
How does that sound?
Yeah.
That could be it?
Yeah, probably.
All right, so tell him to slow down, to spend more time on the foreplay so you can get properly lubricated and aroused and whatnot.
That's why I label myself a genius, in the face of great opposition.
It would be, don't look at me when you say that.
No, not you. Everyone else.
And if it were pain with deep penetration, that sort of thing, you worry about infections and ovarian cysts and endometriosis. That would be a different thing. And obviously, you're getting pelvic exam because you're getting your pills, so there you go.
But yeah, if it's at the beginning, maybe you're just not warmed up.
Yeah.
Mm, good times.
Good times.
Jason?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was just wondering about the effectiveness and basically whatever you guys could tell me about lambskin condoms.
The animal skin. Are not thought to be very effective against the viral sexually transmitted disease. So the things
That's really not an issue. I've been in a relationship for about 5 years, so.
Why are you using the animal skins?
My girlfriend has problems with latex.
Why not polyurethane?
No real reason, just looking for alternatives.
What if you're vegan? You couldn't use one of those. You're vegan, could you?
You have to stick with the polyurethane. You got to go with the synthetic.
Oh, man. Yeah,
the one the man creates.
Wow. You're taking the man's holster and putting it over your unit, man.
Yeah. I was working for...
I love that irony.
I was working for the Trojan folks over the weekend, and they don't make much of the fact they make a polyurethane condom.
They really don't.
I thought that was a big news. I didn't know you guys made one of these things. Why don't you promote that?
What do you mean you're working with them?
Radio tour for them promoting condom use. So. Friday.
What won't you do?
That is something that's...
No, that's good. Yeah. That's good. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just as effective or almost as effective? The
polyurethane, not as well studied, but probably as effective. as the latex.
The lambskin or the polyurethane?
Polyurethane. Lambskin, not it'll good as a contraceptive, not good for the viral STD. So you have your choice, lambskin or polyurethane.
And horrible as a kerchief.
Mm, yeah. The colors, range of colors aren't good. It's sort of
not this season. Not
sort
summer.
Of a dead skin color. Yeah.
Yeah. John.
Yeah.
You're 25. What's up?
Well, I'm 25 years old, and I've been married for going on a year, and I love my wife to death, and I really don't want to do anything to hurt her. But I have this, I don't know if I have an alter personality or what, but when I get away from her and get around other women, I'm like, you know, been down with everything. And then whenever, I'm not thinking about her, but whenever I go back home or whatever, I just totally block out what I've done, and everything's back to normal. And I was wondering, is that a normal, or is that bad? Do I need therapy, or...
Do you actually cheat with these women?
Say again?
Do you actually cheat with these women?
Yes, I have.
You have sex with them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's not good for your relationship, right? It's also sort of denying reality. You go back home, pretend it didn't happen. It's tough.
I think it's carried over from before when we were married. I used to be, get around kind of guy, you know, didn't have any trouble with the ladies. And
why did you get married so young?
I really didn't think that I was too young to get married. I mean, we were in love. We still are. I love her to death, you know. And
sure. Okay, let me ask some questions, John.
Mm.
First off, we know about the second personality. Where's the first one? Hope it's not this one. No,
the
just
first personality. I'm an outstanding, you know. I mean,
just busting your chops a little, John.
Relax.
All right, now. Where do you meet these women?
Various places. I normally don't go out much, but...
Hold on a second. Let me write this down.
Various places, Adam. You got that?
I gotta get my pad here.
Okay. Got it?
All right. Yeah. I'm trying to create a profile.
Slow down. Various. Got it? I remembered it now.
Various places.
Yeah.
All right. I think I have an answer.
Okay.
Just based on that. So, John.
Yeah.
You're saying meet these women various places.
Yeah.
All right, so could be at work, could be at a bar.
Yeah, bars, usually. I met them rolling down a highway, you know, convenience store.
Rolling down a highway?
Yeah, you never met anyone just driving down the road, looking for a
no.
flirt, you know?
Knowing that I didn't rape, kill, and then throw into a drainage canal.
No, I've never done that. Sorry.
But we're from California, so we don't do a lot of rambling and rolling, and we don't even say highway, we say freeway. And all we have is... Really, just all you ever see is Mexicans that have broken down and bumps.
And
we don't really see hot chicks
and
rolling down the
mattresses
highway.
And sofas.
Yeah, stuff that blew off of cars. You know, people were bringing Murphy beds home from the store and were using their arms to hold it onto the top of the roof of the car.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that hot chick on the highway is just some to me. It's just
movies.
It's a scene from a 70s movie.
Right.
All right, but anyway, you meet chicks rolling down the highway. And you have sex with these women, and then you just go home. What do you, are you a trucker?
No, I have a construction business, but I travel a lot. I'm in the military reserves, and I travel back and forth to that.
All right.
And when I'm around the guys, you know, we go out to the bars and have a few beers, and then I guess I just get a little carried away.
Don't any of these women expect a relationship from you?
No, not at all. And, you know, I'm not up front.
Hold on a second. See, here's the thing. I understand. See, when I hear these guys talking about meeting chicks rolling on down the highway and like nailing them at a rest stop or in a port of sand or something like that, I think I picture the women.
Yeah.
You know, I picture sort of homeless junkie types.
Right.
And I know these guys always say, oh, no, she was cute, but picture the kind of chick you just meet on the highway. She has no strings attached. You just give her a good banging from behind and kick her in the ass and roll her out of the...
Port of sand.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's not...
So now it's like... And I know this sounds retarded, but... Hey, if you're traveling and you're in New York and some super hot 18-year-old model wants to give you a BJ, I'm all ears. You know what I mean? I'll listen to your story. You can be married. You can have 1,000 kids.
That doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
That happens when there's people like have cameras ready to watch. You know,
all right. I'm sympathetic to that plight. I'm not sympathetic to the guy who scrapes up roadkill and tries to bang it by the side of the road. Now, John is not going to agree with this portrayal of his life. John.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing. Do you have any kids?
No, no kids.
No kids. All right, you should not have kids.
Maybe you should not have a wife.
And I don't think you want to be in this relationship.
Yeah.
Are you sure you do?
Yeah, I'm positive I do. But I think
well, then behave like it.
All right.
All right, just stop. Simple. Stop with. That's it.
I've got another question.
Let me ask a couple questions. Were you sexually abused growing up?
No, not at all.
Are you an alcoholic or addict?
No.
You sure?
Yes, possible.
Because
I've never touched drugs.
All right, but listen. Because if you're none of those things, you should just stop and behave like an adult. And if you can't behave like an adult, it's telling you something about the relationship or your ability to be in a relationship and cut her loose before you harm her.
Right.
God knows what he's going to expose her to, too. As you said, the roadkill may carry some.
Oh, this chick couldn't possibly have any diseases. All right. I know John had a second question, but...
Enough.
Yeah.
We're rambling tonight, dude.
Hagen?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, I was wondering what the side effects of morning glory tea would be.
Brain injury.
Really?
Yeah, it's not been well studied, but I've seen a few cases of kids that have... It's a powerful hallucinogen, and it's very hard to dose, and you can be out of it for many days, and it's bad stuff.
What do you do, just go pick it and boil it up?
It's the seeds,
much.
Yeah.
Pull the seeds out of it?
You actually buy the seeds and for planting.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And
is that what you did, Hagen?
Yeah, I just picked them off the tree and boiled them and drank the tea.
What happened to you?
Everything became pretty much blurry.
Yeah.
And delusional, and I would hallucinate things, see double of what was really there.
For how long did that last for? That's very exciting.
You don't have to finish see double. You don't have to end it with of what was really there. Seeing double is fine.
He's on the wall and move, the stucco ceiling.
How long were you out of it for?
8 hours.
Yeah,
the next day I had side effects.
Right. That's, and it really kicks the crap out of you. The thing about the gypsum weed and the morning glory seeds, this kind of stuff, is it really... more of a delirium you get into. People just lie on their back and just out of it for days. It's awful. And it's brain injury.
Yeah. Is it bad for your liver?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, all right. Well, I'll try that.
No good times, huh?
Yeah, listen, here's the deal. Getting effed up is fine, but just sort of, you can get effed up just lock yourself in a room and blow the pilot light out or the gas heater and then hit yourself on the head with a steel-shanked boot. You can get altered. It's just, if you feel like vomiting, it's not a great buzz.
Mm.
You got to think this out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Brittany?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes.
What's the matter?
I don't get horny.
All right, we got to go.
Adam can't talk to you.
Who's next? Yeah, I just can't. Okay. Brittany?
Yeah?
Are you married?
No, but we've been going out for 3 years.
Who, me and you?
No, my boyfriend and I. And we have sex maybe once a month.
Mm-hmm. Because you aren't up for it.
Yeah.
Are you depressed?
Yeah, sometimes.
Are you on medication?
No.
Are you on birth control pill?
No, I smoke a lot of weed.
Well, there you go.
So that's it?
Is that it?
Well,
it could be. It could be it. I mean,
might help.
Yeah, weed will make you depressed if you smoke it long enough. Weed will cut your desire. Weed will become your preoccupation in your life, make it difficult to have a real relationship. And you may not be into this guy anyway.
I am. I love him. He's the best one I've been with in the beginning.
Best
one. I want him to do it all the time.
Yeah.
I've been in 5 relationships, and all of them been, they're all my sexual partners. I've never had sex with anybody like a one-night stand or nothing.
That's great. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
It always strikes me, and there's always trouble when I think she referred to him as one.
The best one.
The best one. It's like...
best one of the lot.
These guys they used to work with used to call their children, yeah, the kid.
Yeah.
I got the kid this weekend, so I can't really do anything, but next weekend I'll drop the kid off. It's a weird thing. I don't know what it is, but it always makes my spidey sense tingle just a little bit. Brittany?
People are objects, not people.
Right.
Yeah.
You okay? Where's your dad?
He's around. He lives about 15 minutes away from me.
Mm-hmm. Is he a good man?
Yeah, we don't have a good relationship.
Why not?
I don't know. Ever since my mom died when I was 10, we went downward.
Wow. Other brothers and sisters?
Yeah, younger brother.
How's he doing?
He's okay. We don't really bond either.
What'd your mom die from?
I don't know. She just died in, like, she got sick and then died in about a week. Went to the hospital, died 2 days later.
You never asked what this was all about?
What, the death?
Yeah.
Well, I have her death certificate, and it said cardio arrest and something else, which was something from the heart. It was no disease or anything like that.
Wow.
Well, that's just nothing. That's just, you look under other conditions.
Oh, really? They have that in the certificate?
Yeah, there's other conditions.
Oh, check that out.
And what do the other conditions say?
What, she got it right in front of her?
I don't remember. No, I don't.
Can you go get it out?
No.
She keeps it laminated. It's in her wallet.
In your car?
I'm about to go grocery shopping.
Oh, you're in your car.
She's in her car.
Yeah.
All right, so, Brittany, it seems like you're a little depressed.
Yeah.
And it seems like your relationship with your dad's fairly horrible.
And you're a marijuana addict.
Do you have any kids?
No.
All right.
Okay. Good. That's a good thing.
So you can improve.
Dogs.
You got dogs. That's fine. Don't try nursing them.
There are things you can work on. The easiest thing is to go to MA, get off the pod, get some connection with people there, take a good hard look at your relationship.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of stuff there.
She was depressed.
And she's depressed. She may get better just getting off the pod.
I could tell first three syllables she said.
I know. You feel it.
And here's the thing, too. I've been depressed before.
No.
Yeah.
No.
A Corolla depressed.
Oh, shocking.
Amazing.
Jesus.
When you're depressed, everything sucks. Yeah. It's hard to motivate. Nothing seems like a good idea.
You know,
you know why you don't enjoy anything? Because everything enjoys getting up and doing it, and therefore it falls into the heap of not enjoying
it. Did you have the kind of depression where when you were in the depression, you couldn't really tell you were depressed? It wasn't that you were sad. It was just like, just there. Everything's sort of whatever. You were tired. You were whatever. You wouldn't call it depression at that moment, but when you come out of it, like, whoa, I was depressed.
Yeah. Well, also, I had very good reason to be depressed, so it's like it's sort of a chicken or the egg sort of thing. It's like, well, your job sucks, and it's like very physically demanding, and you work with a bunch of pricks, and you don't get paid anything, and you don't have any money, and you drive a crappy car, and it's 108 degrees, you don't have air conditioning. And your girlfriend dumped you, and you live in a one-bedroom with three guys. Oh. So is that depression? Or?
And you had a delightful upbringing.
Yeah.
Glorious, happy.
Oh, don't worry.
Idyllic.
I got that net right under me in case anything ever happens.
Good. Oh, good.
Yeah. But here's the thing. So, Drew, if I was taking a cigarette and putting it out on your neck, would you be depressed?
Well, eventually.
If I did it for 5 years?
Pain induces prostration and depression. Eventually.
Yeah. But you wouldn't be a depressed person. You'd be depressed because some a-hole is putting a cigarette out on your neck.
Well, regardless of the route to depression, I'm just saying that we talked a lot of people are depressed that sort of are bewildered by us calling them depressed. When the reality is it's hard to have insight and be subjectively aware of depressed states sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
And so I think Brittany's in one of those people. She doesn't really aware that she's depressed, but you could hear it.
It's right.
Immediately. So.
Wow. If I was happy when I was depressed, I would have been retarded.
I understand that your life sucked. I get it. We all get it. And you may surprise me.
Horrible.
Adam.
Horrible.
I know this is shocking to you. We've heard the story of, we've heard
Have
it.
Have you heard that?
Has ever listened to this show? Has heard it? Anderson?
No.
No, they never heard it. Better tell them.
I should tell them. Drew, you don't hear anything. Had a silver spoon in your mouth.
Here we go.
Going to the Little Lord Fauntleroy School for albino hemophiliacs.
Yes, I did.
Wearing your little blue boy outfit with your
ascot
strap, holding your books. Books all bound up, hanging on those book straps.
Like
your ascot.
Yeah. Scott.
Yes.
Hey.
What's up?
I heard, first of all, Drew, you're awesome. And Adam, you're a genius.
Thank you. Thank you.
A couple weeks ago, Dr. Drew was talking about how a woman doesn't necessarily have to have a period.
Right.
Okay.
True.
Well, my girlfriend, who's 25, is on the patch.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be the week that she doesn't wear her patch.
Mm-hmm.
If she was to put on a brand new patch and just continue another 3-week cycle, would she not have a period?
That, I believe, is true. I've not dealt with gynecologists that have used the patch in that way, but I have talked to a number who use the pill that way. They don't skip the week. They don't give the sugar pill, or they don't skip the week of the fourth week of pills. They just continuously give the uniphasic pills and skip the period indefinitely.
Do they have a sugar patch?
No sugar patch. That's an interesting idea.
A sugary patch. But
no, it's my idea.
Let them have it.
All right.
So, yeah, I think she probably could, but she'll definitely not talk to a gynecologist about it. The point is being that there's nothing that's in your physiology that says you have to slough your endometrium every month. It just happens that way.
No, it's an unwritten law, but true. Do they have any of those patches that look like sacrament, you know, like the Sacramento, what I call Sacramento, the wafers, you know, the body of Christ?
Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah, they'll come up with those.
It'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do they call that? Sacramental?
No, it's the sacrament. The
Yeah, but how would you...
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Communion.
Yeah, I know what it
communion
is.
Communion wafer.
Yeah, I know, but what would you call it? It's the sacrament, right?
The sacrament, communion sure, is one of the sacraments.
I got some sacrament
what?
For you.
What? Anna's waving like what?
He's pointing at something.
The clock, I guess.
Oh, okay.
The host?
Don't talk to him. I don't know what's going on. Anderson's pointing at something.
Why don't we get on the mic?
It's 10:20. Let's go to break.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And we do this every night. You flail around at 10:20.
I know. Drew gets surprised every time.
Well, no. At least you need a characteristic flailing. This was a different thing tonight. This was this.
Yeah, it was a different thing.
New. I get bored.
No.
All right.
Let's go to break.
Let's take ourselves a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. That's Drew's favorite song.
Chizza.
Yeah.
Chizza for Chizza.
That's one of the earliest uses of Chizza.
Snoop Doggy Doggy, Dr. Drew was at your door.
Yeah.
Carrie?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Right.
What's up?
Well, about 3 months ago, I think, I broke up. Well, my boyfriend and I broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still, we went through a lot after we broke up. It was just kind of back and forth. I mean, we were still fighting and stuff because we'd try and get along. So we just kind of cut ties off between each other for a little bit just so that we wouldn't fight anymore. And I have now a new boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I just... I really do like my new boyfriend, and I mean, I think he's a great guy, and I would like to spend time with him, but I'm not ready for it.
Uh-uh.
I'm not over it.
You're not into the new guy.
You need the chaos of the old guy.
Yeah. He's the nice guy. New guy's too nice for you.
He's the guy that's been waiting around for you for quite a while, huh? He's always kind of
the
been there.
Guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. We've known each other for a long time.
Yes, magically. Magically, this guy's been waiting around.
How did you know?
Nice guy, nice.
Listen,
these nice guys are waiting like lions in the brush for you to be in a difficult moment.
Yeah,
and they're pouncing.
You got the pussy part right. They don't really pounce, though. That's the problem.
Well,
I mean,
their move. They come out of the brush. They show themselves.
Yeah.
They start loping the broken down antelope into the pack.
But what it is then is they're overwhelmed, these guys, because this is a fantasy.
Yeah.
I mean, they become like some nerd Star Wars fan that's been waiting for, you know, Harry Potter or their new episode of Star Wars or whatever, you know, to come out for 5 years. They're like, their glasses are fogging up.
Yeah.
And then this becomes overwhelming to the chick because the chick just came from a guy who was sort of, take
chaos,
it or leave it.
Chaos.
They're like, and she's 19, so she likes that.
Yeah.
So, Carrie.
Yeah.
Yeah, this new guy you're not into that much.
You cut him loose soon before you really hurt him.
It's too late.
That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of hurting him.
It's too late. Because
he's been waiting for years.
He's been waiting for years.
Yeah.
I mean, how long have you known the new guy?
Well, he's 3 years older than me. So I knew of him in high school, but we never really talked or hung out or anything.
Hmm.
But I haven't talked to him. I mean, I saw him at a couple parties, you know, back when we were in high school. But I haven't talked to him or really seen him for 3 years.
Well. So you didn't know him in high school or before that?
I didn't know. I mean, I didn't really know him. I knew of him, and we had talked a couple times, but it wasn't, we didn't have a friendship or anything.
All right. This is ruining Drew and my good
Not
point.
Not necessarily.
But.
Could be extra super nerd.
He's 22, 23?
He's 23.
What's he do for a living?
He's going to school right now. He, installs, I don't know, ventilation systems.
All right. And he how's he done with the ladies so far in his short life?
I don't think he's really been in a really serious relationship.
And then you've been in pretty high demand, right,
Carrie? That's the trouble.
Carrie?
What's that?
Are you good looking?
I don't know.
Are you in high demand?
I don't feel like I am.
Yeah, well, she's 19. You put out?
I don't.
Yeah.
Well, I don't look for anything because I...
Don't have to.
My boyfriend and I were together for like 2 years.
All right. So anyway... You, you've been with the new guy smothering you a little bit, right?
Yeah, a little. I mean, okay. It's going too fast for me.
Turn off. You're just not into him.
You know, it's not time for a relationship for you now anyway.
Yeah. So you're going to have to, you're going to have to drop the axe on him.
Yeah, listen, by pretending things are different than they are, you're not helping him.
Yeah.
He's in as far as he's in, for whatever reason, that's him.
Yeah.
And he needs to know the reality that you're not ready for a relationship right
okay,
now. Maybe you can keep dating him, but...
Can I tell him, like, I'm not ready for a relationship?
Absolutely, yeah. Of course.
You can go back to him someday? I mean,
Don't. Don't leave that window open.
He's going to be around in an annoying way and lose his dignity if you leave that window open.
You use my line. It's not you, it's me. I don't like you. He's going to love that. Yeah.
But just let it know, you're not up for a relationship, not now, not. You need to be by yourself. And
Did you have sex with him?
No.
Oh, all right. Good. No, you're fine.
You're fine.
You're fine. You mean, I don't even think you have to break up with someone if you haven't effed them. Do you, Drew?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
And what do you think about this? Like, there's nothing worse than being, well, maybe there is. You know, you just get blindsided. Like, you just go, you know, he thinks you're going out on a date Friday night. He's pumped up about it. And you drop the axe.
Yeah.
Have you ever been dumped on where you didn't kind of feel something was coming? For a couple weeks.
Yeah, no, I have been.
You have?
Yeah.
Blindsided. Well, because you're thick.
Idiot.
Yeah, retarded.
Then retarded.
Yeah, now mildly retarded.
Idiot.
But,
yeah.
Right, so you've been completely blindsided.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you thought things were going great. You had great feelings for this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now who's laughing, huh, brother? High five. Yeah. Yes, a man of great passion. Got his own radio gig. Cool frames. You never had those frames before.
No, I traded them back. Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, not when I was... No,
sweet.
No, I had the Adamant...
yeah, the crazy frames. Yeah, you're looking good now, buddy. Yeah. So the point is you didn't know anything was coming. Hey, no. You'd been gone out for a while, 6 months or more.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, that's rough.
Mm.
That's like they met somebody else or something.
Mm.
Probably. I mean...
Probably,
yeah. Yeah, now maybe that's just because you're thick. I've never been blindsided because I could always feel it. I could just feel the roller coaster sort of as you're coming in. You know, you just went down that last big hill, and you're just starting to coast toward eventually the part where they tell you to get out. We got a new crew that needs to get in. Yeah. So here's my question. Should you do that? Like, if you're a girl, should you soften him up a little bit? What I mean is like...
Prepare him?
Well, here's how you prepare him. So, he calls. He's like... What's going on this weekend? And she's like, this weekend's not good because, you know, I'm working Saturday and then I got some studying and stuff to do on.
You know what?
Let it seep in.
You know what? You're right. But she's dealing with a 23-year-old, not a 17-year-old. And a 23-year-old should be able to pick up on those messages.
Mm-hmm,
should.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so a 17-year-old, no way. 17-year-old would heat it up. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? What are you doing? And start spying on her, for God's sake.
Right.
23-year-old should go, okay, I get it.
No,
see what's coming.
23-year-old should be like,
yeah.
Okay, this chick ain't gaga goo goo over me.
Yeah.
There still may be something here. I may have to see about putting together a little strategy or something, but at least I can tell there's going to be some trouble.
That's right.
And this is what we all need.
Yep. A little heads up.
This is how all life works. It really is. It's a little prep part. Okay. Angie?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
My boyfriend has, like, it's a crooked penis.
Mm-hmm. There was a crooked man who lived in a crooked...
I asked him to get it checked because recently when we have sex, it'll hurt me.
Does it go to the side?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that makes women complain.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean the one with sort of the gooseneck or the slow curve?
The slow curve to the side. The side or side is a little problematic. The down is good, up is okay.
Yeah, it's
the
fantastic.
Side is what gives the people a problem.
Yeah, he gets all defensive when I tell him to go get a check because, I mean, I don't know what's wrong with it, really. I mean, he says that it's just because his underwear when he was small or something, then he turned to the left side. And
I love guys that concoct their medical diagnoses in their head and explanations for their physical malformations. Look, he may have something called Peyronie's disease. It sometimes responds to vitamin E. It can be associated
with
erectile
difficulties. Could be the underwear. Could be the underpants.
Couldn't it be the underpants? But also could be a problem of his circumcision. There could be deformities from that. And there are things that can be corrected here and there.
You
should get it checked out. I agree with you.
You know what I like about the bent penis is, you know when you're screwing with someone and you do that gag where you simulate the oral sex by making a fist and putting the tongue in your cheek?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Ooh.
You don't actually...
They could really actually, that's what it's like when they get oral, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like.
How would you know that that's. How did you know your friend has a crooked penis, though?
No, because you stick it in on an angle. That's the whole thing. You simulate. You go the angle. You know what I mean? But.
If I had
a crooked penis, it's like I'd be getting oral on top of oral, because not only am I getting oral, I'm getting the universal sign for simulated oral.
So you'd like that.
I think I would. Yeah, I think I would like that.
By the way, that move that is a class act move.
when executed correctly, is very effective.
Okay,
and not used enough for my money.
Yeah, after about 16. Yeah. Here we go. Keep going.
I like the female version of that.
I haven't seen that in 20
years. That's kind of gross.
Terry, you ever seen that before?
You know.
You've seen that? You've seen that. Okay, people are still doing that.
Yeah, they're still doing that. Yeah. They'll be doing that for a billion years. Brian's simulating a BJ in there now. Phil?
Yeah.
What's up?
You
know what's great about this show? 10 minutes ago, Brian came in here and he goes, yeah, it's the Eucharist. It's you guys talking about sacrament.
Eucharist.
It's
or the host.
The host. Yeah. The body of Christ. And then 8 minutes later, simulating a BJ. In the other room.
Same guy.
That's range, brother. Phil?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just got hired at a job and took my drug test, and I tested positive for morphine.
Hmm.
And I don't do drugs, so I'm just trying to find out, what's going on.
Well, interestingly, 2 poppy seed bagels or 1 poppy seed muffin will put sufficient morphine metabolites in your urine to be detected in a drug screen.
Really?
Yeah.
I was told by the HR guy that it took like 2 pounds of poppy seed to do that.
No, it's considered one. I was with a group that actually went out and studied it, and there's one poppy seed muffin or 2 poppy seed bagels. But you should ask for an appeal.
Really?
Ask to talk to their medical review officer.
Okay.
All right.
Morphine. Okay,
because if you really aren't doing opiates, you aren't doing anything, let me ask.
Wait a minute.
Morphine.
Does morphine just present for all opiates?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. No, not all. Codeine and things like that. What are you taking any medication, Phil?
No, not at all.
Nothing. No cough syrup, nothing?
Like multivitamins, ginseng, stuff like that.
Uh-oh. What's in the ginseng? What kind of herbs and things?
Ginseng's in ginseng, jack off.
Yeah, there's other stuff in there, I'm sure.
I don't know.
Well, definitely stop all the herbs. Definitely stop the herbs, too. All right?
Okay.
All right.
All right, Moang. Yeah, got to get me some of them herbs. Start feeling myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean it's Chinese. They lived hundreds of years.
Geniuses.
Well, they
geniuses.
Yeah. Average age of death was at least average life expectancy was at least when they were really at their height of practicing this stuff, the herbal stuff. At
26.
Least 32 years. At least 32. At
they're
least
geniuses. They're geniuses. Yeah. We can't decide what we want to do with the East. Like, we're like, well, we're really in love with the culture. I guess they do a lot of wailing over there. Yeah, not so. They really revere their parents over there. Yeah, they do kind of bind the feet of the women. Well, let's just bomb them to play it safe. We can't figure out what we're into with those people. All right, let's... Let's talk to Jessica on line 4. Jessica?
Hi.
You're 20. What's up?
Hey, Adam. Hey, Dr. Drew.
Hey.
Okay, my question is, I've been going out with my boyfriend for, like, 3 years, and we have a good sex life and everything, and I'm going to be leaving, and I'm going to be gone for 3 months, and he's never shown any kind of interest in porn, and he's actually said he doesn't like porn, but I was thinking of buying him some porn.
Yeah.
He doesn't like porn. I wonder if that's just an act for her or something.
Interesting angle. Now he likes having sex with you.
Yes.
Yes. And he, you know, guys,
I don't know if he's saying that because
he could be saying that. Maybe he hasn't discovered it either.
Well, we live together. And we've been going out for like 3 years. And we've lived together like almost the entire time.
Since you were 17?
Well, 18, yeah.
Where are you going? Why?
Why? Oh, I'm going to France with school.
Why you been living with this guy for so long?
Because he's my boyfriend.
Yeah, but were you in college the entire time?
Yeah, I've been in college right now.
So. But the entire time you've been living with him, you were in college?
No, it's just...
Who cares?
Well, she didn't understand the question.
I don't care. I'm tired. I'm trying to ring.
So, should she get porn? Should she get porn?
Sure. I mean, I don't know. I think what the guy is saying is I don't. And here's, hey, ladies, you guys don't want your guys to watch porn? Good. They'll just beat off to the last chick they were banging before you. Is that how you want it? That's how it's going to be.
Or somebody they just saw in the quad.
Yes. It's either. Here are your choices. It's porn, or. It's
real people that he might run across.
People he works with or people he was having sex with in the past.
Oh my God.
You're not on the list of possible candidates to beat too.
You might walk in.
Once in a while you run through, but beating off to someone you're screwing is that's redundant. There's nothing.
Right, men need diversity.
Yeah. Yeah. You work at a donut shop. You don't go out and get donuts for dessert.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah. But it's kind of a diabolical question because her thing is she's trying to make sure he doesn't cheat during those 3 months, and buying porn might charge him up even more. You know what I mean?
It is true.
Divert him from cheating.
It could awaken the sleeping giant.
Yes, it could. She just needs to make sure that they have an understanding of what's going to happen in that 3 months.
Right.
And that's the best she can do.
Meanwhile, she's 20. She's been cooped up with this dude for 3 years.
Mm.
She goes to France. Say about week number six.
Six.
Week number two.
Two.
One of those guys with one of those chick names over there comes in, like your buddy Marcel or
Adrienne.
Patrice. It's got one of those sort of half chick names.
Jean.
And he starts laying all this crap on her about sensual massage and how to pick out a good bottle of wine. Next thing you know, pow. Oh, yeah. Those guys can work it. And American chicks are just like, they're putty.
They
know it. God damn, who do we have coming to this country that we can screw? Nobody good. No. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. Let's get back to the phones, and we'll speak to Christy, who's 18. Christy?
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
Hi. Okay, I have a question. I seem to not be able to stay calm when I see this guy that I've been seeing for a while, like on and off. I just happen to get like really, really nervous, and I don't know what to do about it.
What do you mean you're seeing him?
We see each other.
What does that mean?
Hold on. Loveline simulated reenactment. I get really nervous when I'm around this guy I've been seeing.
What do you mean, seeing him?
We've been seeing each other.
We see each other.
Oh, we see each other.
Does that mean I'm seeing you, Adam?
I'm seeing you, yes, Anderson.
But you can't see me. I'm behind the computer screen here.
All right, so seeing him means...
seeing him.
She sees him.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we're, like, taking it slow.
Oh, He's taking it slow.
He's not available the way you'd like him to be.
We're taking it slow.
No, that's not true. I'm not really, like, my life right now is not 100% ready for, like...
Oh, please.
No. If this Are you kidding?
If this guy broke through your ceiling at 4:30 in the morning...
You take him.
Yes, and just said, full time, me and you, going steady. You would scream yes at the top of your lungs. Please. Who are you kidding?
Who do you think you're talking to here?
Yeah.
Okay, anyways,
no, you're into the guy. You're in love with the guy.
No, anyways, no,
I am not. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm not in love with him.
Well, you're talking to.
Thank
yeah, but
you.
But you want to be in a relationship with him?
No, not now. Like after the summer.
No. What do you? Why? What do you got going during the summer?
Stuff. Like,
well, what's the matter with him? Why wouldn't you want to be in a relationship with him?
I don't. He's a little older, but. Like, you know, I mean, so, I don't know. A lot
so he's
of
enough older that it would be scary to be in a relationship with him?
What do you mean?
Well, you're 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
How old is he?
38.
Oh, for God's sakes. All right, now who do you think you're talking to?
No, no, no. See, like, no, but he's like really, like, not that old.
Not a normal 38-year-old, you understand?
Right.
Who are you talking to?
Please.
Kristen.
So I'm like, what do? Like, I'm all nervous. Like, it's affecting.
Yeah, you're nervous because the guy's, it's like your dad.
Yeah, you know how inappropriate this is. The guy is a
weird.
sick guy.
He's not weird. I don't think he's weird.
I know you don't think you're weird, but wait till you're 38 and think of a guy at 38 dating an 18-year-old. You'll want to shoot those guys.
Wait till one day you have a 38-year-old. And that 38-year-old, oh, wait a minute, Drew, I think I screwed that up. Christy. This guy's an idiot. Where'd you meet this guy?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, you'd rather not say?
Well, no, because I don't know. Some people might hear.
Well, give us an idea
right,
what
no,
kind of place.
I don't care. Just go have fun with the guy. Hope he dives on you and you get trapped.
Underneath him?
That's right. That's how my aunt went.
Really? Under Nelson Rockefeller?
Morbidly obese, older man died. On top of her, and she couldn't quite. Another 3/4 inch. She could have grabbed the phone, called for help, but she couldn't make
that's
it.
That's a shame.
Yeah,
Christy is Christy. Look, Christy's not listening to us. The guy's an asshole. She should not be dating a guy 38. For her benefit, for her protection, she should not be seeing this guy.
Yeah,
the guy, by definition, no matter. I don't care if the guy has carried on with Mother Teresa's work.
Right,
doesn't matter.
Yeah,
this what he's doing speaks volumes about what an idiot he is.
Yeah, and here's the thing: most girls that are 18 figured they have been adults since. I mean, look at the female psyche. You're 13, you think you're grown up. So if you're 18 and you're female,
grown up forever.
It's been 5 years since you've been a kid. So why can't you date essentially a contemporary, another adult?
Right.
You'll understand it one day. But anyway, actually. The fact that you think that it's okay for you to do this means you're not mature enough to do it.
Right. Although her body's, her emotional systems are telling her otherwise. She gets nervous around this guy because it doesn't feel right. It's weird. It's awkward. Something's up with the guy. You know, there's sort of an awkwardness and uneasiness about it. And that's because he's 38.
Yeah. I hate him, but I'm also jealous, I have to admit. I'll be honest with you, Drew.
That's nice. I'm glad you're honest.
Brittany?
Security?
Brittany?
Hi. Hi.
You're 23?
Yes, I'm 23.
What's up?
Okay. This weekend, I was having sex with my boyfriend, and we were doing 69, so I was, like, rubbing his butt from, basically, from his, I was rubbing his butthole.
You're rubbing his butthole?
Yeah.
Now, where was 69? The guys are usually on their back in the 69 position, right?
Right, but we were just experimenting. We haven't seen each other in a while, so
I understand. It's that way. I just I saw my stepmom a couple of days ago. Same thing had been almost since Thanksgiving, maybe Christmas. Well, whatever.
You understood. Rubbing her
69.
Right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's what I'm asking. It's going to be difficult. Was he on his back or were you?
No.
Side
I was
to side.
On my back. You're I was on my back.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that one. Yeah. All right, so you're on your back, and you're rubbing his butthole.
Yeah.
And what?
No, that's not how she said it.
Butthole.
And so we had just, like, read different magazines and stuff that it's really good orgasm when guys get
sure.
Their prostate rubbed from the inside, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So I put my finger.
I have to go on a personal crusade against this, I guess, don't I?
What?
I really do.
It's going to seem weird though when you get connected with that. It's like
yeah, but it's to set straight the record against these goddamn women's magazines.
Yeah, Drew hates women's magazines.
Oh, and they,
is it
they
bad?
It's not bad. It just guys don't like it.
Well, yeah, he didn't like it.
Of course not.
No, he didn't like it. He felt like he had to go poop. Like when he was inside.
Over you, right?
Well, he was up in the air at that point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Would have been over her.
Yeah, would have.
Right. So I put my finger inside.
Sure, why are you arguing with me? What a crap on her forehead. She would look like an Indian.
An Indian? What
Eastern.
Do you mean?
Eastern.
Oh, I see the McDonald's.
That crap smear on her forehead. You not seen that?
Yeah, I thought you were Ash Wednesday or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Sacrament. So Brittany.
Eucharist.
Yeah.
So I got freaked out because I felt like a little bone. So is that?
A little bone.
A yeah, bone.
Inside.
Yeah.
Is that the tailbone?
Let me think what you were pushing.
Tailbone should be bigger.
Probably the pubic bone. You pushed towards the pubic bone.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Oh, we got a break.
All right. Well, it's Alexa,
exciting
whatever.
Discussion. Look, don't read these magazines. That's the message here.
Okay.
And if guys want something, guys know what they want there, and I'm in a hell-bent mission for it all the time.
Right.
They're not searching around for these crazy things.
Right. All right. And what these magazines don't tell you is what we really want, which is let us bang one of your friends. That's really, they should, a whole issue on Cosmo and Vogue to letting him bang your friend.
There you go.
All right, we'll take a break. Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Good times. I went to a wedding yesterday. Somebody I worked with at the Man Show for many years. Delightful girl. And they did that thing where they had the rabbi and the priest, because I think she was Jewish and he was Catholic or whatever.
What? Works on the Man Show?
Yeah. Big cans, though. Beautiful girl. But good times, you know. But I thought to myself, I've been to a few of these. I know this is an L.A. thing.
Yeah.
You have, like, sort of dueling clergy up there. And I thought to myself, you know, it's really the worst part of the wedding is sort of enduring this thing.
Yeah.
But then...
Doubling it down.
You double down. Yeah. And I just thought, you know, it's one of those things, like, I thought, well, everyone says, well, listen... She's Jewish, he's Catholic, so they... Yeah, I understand that, but here's how life works. Teams playing at home. Lakers want to wear their gold jerseys at home. They're playing the Trailblazers. Trailblazers want to wear their home jersey. No, no, no. Only one. That's how it works.
You pick.
Super Bowl every year, one team, they announce the offense from one team, they announce the defense from the other team, and the one team could go... Hey, but we want our offense and our and the answer is we don't got time. So you guys just decide, and that's what we'll do. But it'll only be one.
They could have another ceremony if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Somewhere else, some other day.
What ends up happening is the Jew is like, it ends up becoming a tutorial. It's like, in the Jewish religion, the ring represents the circle. The never-ending sphere of life. And then, now I got the Catholic guy. He's like, in our religion, it's like, I'm waiting for the Indian to go, like, we call it maize. Like, oh, Christ, this is taking three times as long as it should now.
Yeah.
Very informative. Now, here's the thing that was funny. So, first off, all it became is an explanation of each one explaining each other's. And then, like I said, you get two full ceremonies. You get, we break the glass. The breaking of the glass... the significance to the break. It's like, okay, come on, let's move. Yeah. I got booze waiting for me out there. I got a free bar.
It's a little indulgent and intrusive, isn't it?
Well, here's the problem. Now, I want you to take this in the spirit in which it was intended, but
no,
all Jews are blowhards. The Catholic guy said 4.5 words.
Oh, really?
The Jew was talking it up like he was auctioning off livestock the whole time. Never stopped talking. And my theory, and after having Rabbi Shmuley up here, the guy who writes all the relationship books, is I have not met a rabbi who didn't think he was a comedian. Catholic guys, are just the opposite, which is they know they're not funny. That's why they got into it. Yeah. They got zero sense of humor.
Yeah.
No beating off. You know what I mean? Okay, bang a 14-year-old every once in a while. But no, I got no sense of humor. I'm going to become a man of the cloth. I got zero sense of humor.
Yeah.
The chews are all, it's just right off the, right from the Catskills, these guys. Yeah. It's amazing. So, anyway, it was lovely. It went on a long time. But I just thought, if anyone's getting married, what if you have three religions between the two of you? What, you just bring everyone out?
Well, what are their kids going to do?
You just pick one goddamn religion. That's it. You know, I'm going to sit through one. You flip a coin.
Marry a Buddhist. Then we do three. Well, my parents had two, and we're adding a third here.
I don't know, but the Jews with the, and you circle around each other, and then we break the glass, and everything. You know, they explain what it symbolizes, and it's just, oh, come on. If I hear another one of those goddamn ring analogy things, the circle of ring, the significance of that is a never. Yeah, all right, let's go. Pick it up. Alexis?
Hi.
What's happening, baby doll?
Well, I just was thinking, like, for a while when I was younger, I don't necessarily have too much memory of my childhood.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I remember from when I was probably 5 or 6
mm-hmm.
and up. I don't necessarily remember anything younger than that.
Yeah. That's not so abnormal, but go ahead.
You weren't doing anything important when you were 4 and a half.
But go ahead.
Just crapping yourself.
But as I got older, I just started realizing that since I was real young, I've been acting out.
Uh-huh.
And now, like, going on dates and everything, I get really scared of being around, like, certain situations or just being in the car with anybody by myself.
Uh-huh.
I'm really scared that...
So you think you were victimized in some way?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that...
Were you beaten?
Possibility.
Were you beaten?
Yes. My mom actually was is an alcoholic and a big weed smoker. So.
And she used to smack you around a bit?
Just a little bit.
All right. Well, that in itself, those two things are enough to... First of all, give you problems remembering childhood. It creates a lot of chaos in your upbringing. And secondly, make it difficult for you to be alone with someone. You expect exploitation. You expect intrusion. You expect violence.
Yeah.
And that's sort of implicitly wired into your brain.
There's
a lot to get over that.
Is your dad around?
My dad and my mom, they were both around for a while. My parents divorced when I was 12, and... Basically, after the divorce, my dad stayed in his bedroom and my mom stayed gone. So, as far as contact with both of them, it wasn't too much contact with them.
Okay.
All right. So, what's going on now? Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes. And that's the thing that's getting to me because we haven't been together too long. We've been together for almost 2 months. And my boyfriend before that was, I guess, I think the one that I really wanted to be with. But I picked arguments with him and, you know, basically pushed him away.
You sabotaged that.
Yeah. All right. So, Alexis, here's what you need to do. Whether something happened to you before you were 6 or not is sort of academic because you've seen a lot after 6.
You've had plenty of trauma. Plenty of trauma to create problems now.
Plenty of reasons why you can't be happy in a relationship at age 19.
Right.
That's fine. Nobody's that happy in a relationship at age 19. And if they are, I don't trust them. That means they're boring. So there's something, you got some energy. That's fine. Here's your plan. Don't get pregnant.
Right.
Decide what you want to do in life. Are you going to school? Are you doing anything?
I'm going to college, or junior college.
Oh, no.
Well, on our way to college, though. She's on our way.
All right. Figure out something you want to do and pursue it.
Be careful with guys you're too super attracted to. Super attractions are going to be guys that are abandoning and a little chaotic.
And
that's what you come from.
Right. And all you can do is understand what your tendencies are in a relationship and see if you can't
have a real
keep one eye open and see when they're coming.
Yeah.
Although,
if you can't, then you're going to be in a school system where you can get, there's mental health services, get a therapist there and get going.
You know, you can be powerless to this anyway.
Yeah.
If there's a certain point where I knew how I was, I would feel it coming. But it's like, what are you going to do?
Well, but you mean in terms of your choices in relationships?
No, I mean, well, partially. What I mean is here's what I'm saying. You make if you've been through any kind of, you know, if your parents didn't get along too well or you had some chaos in the family or whatever it is, it's going to affect you in relationships mm-hmm. as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Even if your parents were great, you're still probably mm-hmm. going to be a little bit screwed when you're 19.
Sure.
And there's going to be certain tendencies you're going to have. And at a certain point in a relationship, you'll feel those tendencies creeping up on you. It's a recurring pattern. So by 6 months, you feel this feeling start mm-hmm. to hit you. Mm-hmm. Now, even when you figure that feeling out, it just becomes like a nightmare. You know you're in the nightmare. You're aware of it. You're still scared as hell. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
It's the road to recovery, but it still doesn't mean that relationship's going to make it.
Right. Absolutely. You have to experience
it. Doesn't even mean the one after it's going to make it either.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right. Let's talk to Dana, who's 16. Dana?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, not much. What about you guys?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Well, okay, first of all, I have to say I love you guys. I listen to you guys every night.
Who are you talking to?
You're whispering to somebody.
Huh? I'm not whispering to anybody.
All right.
Huh?
Anyway, go ahead. Spit
okay,
it out.
Anyways.
Spit out the bogus call.
I'm bi, and I was fooling around with my girlfriend orally, and I accidentally swallowed part of the ripped condom that we were using for protection. And, like, since then, there's been, like, this really bad stomach pains.
That's totally bogus. Yeah. Nice try.
It's been 2 weeks. Guys, and I can't get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, you're dying.
Well, let's before we attack her for the bogus call, how did a piece of the condom come off?
I don't know. It was one of the really icky. It was old. That's all I know. She's had it for about a couple of years, and I think it had been expired.
So it crystallized and cracked off.
Uh-huh.
Condoms don't break like that. A, B. If something makes it through your esophagus, it's going all the way
through. It's going
through.
You swallow a 16-penny nail and
so,
crap that thing out.
Yeah, so this has nothing to do with whatever this bogus concoction is you're
dreaming
of. Please,
baby, you got to do better than this.
Oh, come on.
That's a horrible call. That's pathetic. I like the twist with the dental dam.
Yeah, it's nice.
I mean, you making a dental dam to perform on your lesbian girlfriend, I would have just said that you put it over your boyfriend and performed oral sex on him.
Well, they couldn't
him.
Figure out how a piece would come off that way, say.
I'd say it's higher percentage even that way. Yeah. Just he blew the lid off the thing. All right, Dana. But hey, good time.
Yeah.
All right. You've run out of steam. That's all right, baby. First off, you're a chick.
Yeah.
So it's going to be difficult for you to do these calls. Yeah. It's difficult. Okay. No one holds it against you, all right?
Okay.
All right, we'll see you in hell.
I still love you guys.
Thank you very much.
All right.
She still loves us.
Well, for busting her chops.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right. I think we should be angry.
Yeah.
I love it when people lose interest in their own bogus call about, usually it happens about the quarter mark of the call. Like when you go, so when it passes through, once it passes the esophagus, you will pass it through your system. Be no pain involved. Yeah, but...
It's been two.
Yeah. Screw it. I'm out of gas. Joey?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, hey, what's up? Yeah, I got a question, man. I had an ex-girlfriend who, while we were having sex, she teed on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know... Oh, and then now I was dating this other girl. She did the same thing. And I wanted to know,
whatever.
It's a trend.
What's up with that, you know?
Pot.
How much pot you smoking, Joey?
Oh, dude.
Tons. Doing a lot, man.
You can tell?
Bad, hold on. Always bad to work the word dude into the response.
Oh.
When you discuss pot.
Yeah. Wow.
Here was the laugh.
Oh, man. So, what do you guys think about that one,
man? No, you don't care. I think
it's bogus.
He doesn't care.
But be that as it may, women will... It's not pee. It's probably ejaculate.
Hey,
this was pee, man. This was like...
Yeah. With an orgasm? With an orgasm?
Supposedly, they feel like they're orgasming, but they're not.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
That's what's happening. They're having an orgasm and urine's coming out.
It may be orgasmic incontinence, or it may be the... female ejaculate.
Well, look, he knows pee. It's like, but you know, so like when you're a kid and you laugh, you wet yourself, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're pushing, muscles are contracting.
Yeah.
Something's going to come out.
Mm, plus, there's that short urethra. No way to.
Yeah, we can at least grab it halfway into it.
Right.
I missed that move. All right, let's talk to Monica, who's 20.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Monica.
Good.
I had a question about condom use. Mm-hmm. For about a year, I've been having sex with my boyfriend for about a year, and I've been using a condom. But as of recently, we have kind of stopped using condoms, and it agitates the wall of, like, my vagina. And I was wondering if that was, like, expected. Like,
not using the condom has agitated it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm confused. You mean taking the condom away?
We've been using the condom for a year, and then we've stopped using condom during sex, and it agitates me.
Has a penis like a cat's tongue, this boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering how normal that was and what I could do at all. ease that. I don't know.
Is it the semen that's causing irritation?
No, I don't believe so.
It's his penis?
Smooth
penis?
Yeah.
Well, the only way I can make sense of this is that there's something maybe he's harboring in his urethra that you're now being exposed to, a bacteria or something like that, that is causing an infection in the vagina.
Or if they used lubricated condoms each time.
Maybe there's less lubricant. That's an idea, too.
Did you use lubricated condoms?
Yeah, we use lubricated condoms each time.
So maybe you could try using a lubricant.
Now you're minus the lubricant.
Okay.
So maybe that's what it is. I mean, she got used to having a lubricated phallus in her each time, and now there's no lubrication. It's not the condom. I think it's the lubrication. So maybe he should bust out the KY or the Astroglide or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And if not, and check for vaginal infections.
Yeah. Good times. Anne?
Yeah.
You're 14?
I wanted to know, okay, I've been living with my mom for the past 13 years, and she got started getting really abusive, and so I called my dad, and he came down, and he took me to the police and everything, and they said that he could take me, so now I'm living with him, and I didn't know that he didn't have a place to live, but now we're just, like, living in his car.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I didn't know that.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from a payphone, actually.
Mm. Wow. And what kind of car does he have?
A really old one that's really crappy.
That's the irony. Though. People live in cars, don't even live in nice cars. You know.
Where do you put the car, you know, at night?
Well, he has this place where he goes to meetings. I can't really say what kind of meetings, but he parks it over by there. And
all right.
So your AA meetings, 12-step meetings?
Be nice.
Well, yeah, sort of. Yeah.
Okay, is your dad sober?
Yeah, he is.
He is. And does he not have a job?
No, he doesn't have a job yet. He said he's been looking for one, but I don't think he's trying that hard. I mean,
you haven't seen him looking for a job?
Yeah.
Boy.
What are you doing for school?
Well, I just got out of school because
she reads the Thomas Guide.
My dad came and picked me up just like a month ago about, and he hasn't gotten me applied for a new school yet.
And your mom, you're calling from Ontario, California?
Yeah, already tried to call her, and she said she wasn't going to come and pick me up because supposedly she can't handle me.
Okay, any more relatives in the picture?
No, I haven't.
They live in golf carts nearby.
What about getting into some sort of a group home or somewhere where you can get some stability and get going with school? And
he tried to, but they said they didn't have anything, like, right now, and they didn't know when they were going to have anything. And I was wondering, like, what should I do? Like, where should I call? Because if I call, like, a foster home, I won't be able to.
Do you have a pad and pencil to write with?
No.
Don't. That was bad planning.
Oh,
hey, Anne, that's all right. I'm going to talk to you for a second. Drew's going to figure out a way to get you this phone number.
Okay.
I'm sorry to hear about your situation.
Yeah.
And I know your parents are maybe not the greatest.
Yeah.
You sound pretty good. You sound smart. I mean, you definitely got, you're on the ball, and you're not as screwed up as you probably could be at 14, coming from where you come from.
Yeah, well, my mom tried to get me into psychologist, but, I mean, I got really pissed off at her for that, but...
Right. Yeah, well...
I was, like, I used to cut myself. That's why she wanted me to go see
psychologist. Yeah, well, you know, couldn't hurt to see somebody, seeing how you've been through what you've been through.
Let me give you a number that might be easy to remember, okay?
Okay.
It's 1-800-4-A-CHILD.
Okay.
So it's number 4, and then the letter is A-CHILD.
Okay.
1-800-4-A-CHILD. And just sort of, you know, read that on the keys.
Oh, okay. The phone hangs up before I get the... I get that recording.
Sound.
I get the recording of the guy before I can find the next letter.
Well, so it's, she can't write it down. So it's 1-800-4-A-CHILD.
Okay.
And then I think you ought to get on whatever waiting lists are available and get some sort of stable living environment so you can get going in school and realize that your parents are not the people you need to be relying on, unfortunately, right now. Thank God your dad cares enough about you to try to pull you in, and I'm sure he'll be available in an emotional way, but he cannot create the kind of environment you need to grow.
All right, Ann.
All right.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Call us back. Tell you how you're doing.
What? Right.
Call us back.
Tell us how you're doing.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Oh, boy. Ontario, not a great place. That was the mayor, by the way.
I want to cut myself just talking to the mayor. No wonder she's a cutter.
Oh. Ontario, I believe, deserves to be ranked right up there or down there with Riverside. I'm not sure. That may not be fair to the good people of Ontario.
Got JetBlue.
Oh, they do?
Mm.
I mean, at the airport.
Mm.
Yeah, so they can't be that bad.
Right. Okay. Or they're coming around.
They do have an airport, too.
Right.
But Ontario.
And a speedway, too.
Yeah, but that's it. That is one ugly town, that Ontario.
Is there a town there?
I don't know. All right. Well, good times. It's good times. All right. Everyone who's not living in their car, stop complaining. Except for me.
True.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. You know, I was watching, I don't know, Discovery Channel or something this evening, and they ran a spot. There's some new alligator crocodile hunter guy.
Another guy.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's Discovery Channel. I was just watching TV, and it's like what the croc hunter guy does, Steve Irwin, lightweight, nothing. I mean, that's what they're saying. This guy goes into caves, and they follow him into these caves. It goes up these rivers that go into these caves, finds the crocs in their caves. And, of course, it's just a bunch of footage of him diving onto these crocs and wrestling them around and more just a whole montage of him basically diving onto these crocs and flipping them over and just chasing them into the water and stuff. And I thought to myself, I was watching and I thought, these crocs, 200 million years without anyone effing with them. 200 million years. And now every Yahoo in a pair of khaki shorts is diving on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they must be confused. They must be like, the whole reason we didn't evolve, whole reason we're the same as our ancestors and everything is because nobody F's with us. Like, we're all mouth and tooth, and we got these scales and these spiked tails, and we're, you know, 350 pounds of just basically striated muscle. Now we got a bunch of jack-offs jumping on us every 10 seconds with film crews. Like, what's going wrong? And they, like, they grab us, they flip us. It's one thing if they want to, like, shoot us and eat our meat or make belts or shoes out of us. But these blowhards are just jumping on us and making assholes of us. What is going on? I don't know if this comes up at the crocodile convention or whatever they have, but I was just thinking about it. It's like 200 million years of nothing, and then the last 14 months, just a bunch of fat guys jumping on them. And they must be confused, too.
Correct me if I'm wrong, the whole appeal of the crocodile hunter wasn't actually...
Just him pouncing.
That was so interesting to people. Is this guy had an appeal and his passion for animals and stuff. So.
Yeah. And the thing about crocodiles is crocodiles, you know, here's why you can pounce on them. I got skunks where I live.
Yeah.
And skunks know they know they have the power. You watch skunks. You think of another animal the size of a skunk. You come walking up your stairs at night, there's a cat. There's a raccoon, there's something, there's a squirrel, there's something the size of a skunk. They tear out. skunk looks at you, looks at you a little longer, and then very slowly...
Talk to the butt.
Very slowly turns around and leisurely starts walking in the other direction in no hurry, because the skunk knows. The skunk knows from years of evolution that you're not going to come running up behind it because of what it has. I think the crocs know this. Mm-hmm. Crocs just float right next to people because... What are they got to be scared of? I'm covered with mud and spikes and teeth. No one's going to F with me. Then all of a sudden, here comes the guy in the Doc Martens and the khakis. He's dove on me. He's wrestled me on my back. He's made an ass out of me in front of my girlfriend. I just think like these crocs must not know what the hell they're thinking. And years from now, I think there's going to be more croc attacks. They're not going to be content to stand around while people
jump
fish
on
or barbecue anymore because they figure every one of these a-holes is going to dive on them now.
Interesting.
Thank you, Drew. I really did some thinking. Drew, how would it look like calendar-wise? You know, croc, 200 million years old. What would be the last grain of salt in their sort of Earth calendar for crocodiles that they've been getting effed with?
If their entire evolutionary existence had been, say, a 24-hour clock,
this would
be last millisecond of the last tick,
right?
Of the clock
of people effing with them.
Or anybody effing with them for that matter.
And the crocs are probably like, "Hey, just kill me and make some shoes out of me, so at least I have my dignity."
Mm-hmm.
This sucks, Ellie,
Eli.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up there, Eli? You're 18.
I dig the show.
Great.
Except for the fact that you're bagging on Ontario.
Well, what's wrong with Ontario?
There is nothing wrong with Ontario except for the south side. If you live in the north side of Ontario, you're cool. You got all these shopping centers. You got a Blockbuster.
Oh, that's right. You guys got a lot of outlet malls there, right?
Yeah, we got a lot of cool stuff. You know, Montclair's right next to us. They're cool. But you get down to the south side, other side of the tracks, you're in trouble.
Here's how the outlet mall thing works. I don't know where they put these things or how it works out, but here's how it basically works. If you live in anywhere near where I live, you can either shop at the horribly expensive version of the store, or you could save $200 by going to the outlet store, except for you're going to burn $350 worth of fuel getting there.
That's right.
And you have to check into a hotel.
Right, that's right.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
you got the great deal.
Yeah, I know. How does that... Is it,
it's psychology.
Do they not let people live next to an outlet mall, shop at that outlet mall?
You see where they are. They're like between Palm Springs and L.A. Nobody lives there.
Like there's one in Ontario.
Ontario is the one exception, yeah.
All right. Well, anyway. All right. So it's the garden spot of...
the Inland Empire.
Of the Inland Empire, if you like just dried scrub brush, 108-degree temperatures, and a guy's cooking up meth. Yeah?
There you go.
All right, Eli.
All right.
Good time. Your number one goal should be to get out of Ontario.
Well, working on it.
All right. Smart.
No, it's great. Love it.
It's... If you've been to San Francisco, you've been to Ontario. It's the same place. Catherine?
Yes?
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I'm just, I'm 21, so I know I'm supposed to be confused, but I had a boyfriend for 5 years, and we broke up about 3 or 4 months ago, and I still think about him all the time. And
well, since you were 16, 5 years, why so long?
I don't know, because like, I'm like a hopeless romantic, and I think that...
That ain't hopeless romantic. What's up? What's going on in the background? What was I hearing?
I don't know. I have my music on in the background. It's a CD.
What kind of music?
It's Nirvana.
Oh, it says. Okay, so you have not... Have you had a boyfriend since this old boyfriend?
No, I haven't. That's like...
You haven't.
All right. No. Having been in a relationship for that long, and it's normal to be depressed, it's normal to grieve, it's normal to be confused for several months. It takes about 6 months to get over something like that, I would say.
And the thing is like, I broke up with him.
Why?
Because, like, we fought all the time. And
all right.
Good. You know. Good. It was way too long. In the future, you won't let a relationship like that last 6 months, let alone 5 years.
And that's my problem. Like, I don't understand, like, why I can't, like, get myself to, like...
You're depressed.
Like, I mean, I like other people and stuff. Like, I get, like, these, like, you know...
Feelings.
Right. Yeah. What do you look like? You attractive?
Yeah, I think I'm cute.
All right. Good. What do you do?
I'm in school right now.
Junior college?
No, I go to a university.
Why don't you... Can't you go to social events there, meet people?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I really don't, like, I feel like I don't relate to anyone.
What school do you go to?
I go to Bloomsburg University.
Oh.
Bloomsburg,
of course.
They got a great, they were in the Rose Bowl last year, weren't they, Bloomberg? Okay, Catherine, you're fine.
You got to get out there a little bit, though. You do. Well, let friends network you. Start. You know, you got to get moving. You got to exercise. You got to take care of yourself. You're in a funk. You're depressed.
Yeah, you got to kickstart yourself. Here's what I'm saying.
She's resistant. Stop. That silence was resistant.
Listen to me. Stop listening to that Nirvana.
Yeah, get out of the depressive music.
It's depressing.
Yes.
But that's the thing. I don't feel depressed. Like,
well, we declare you depressed.
Yes.
You declare me depressed.
Yes.
Isn't that a problem with society that everyone just says everyone's depressed?
No.
No, that's a depressed person thinking.
Just listen to us. Don't you stop wasting our time. Here's what you need to do. You got to start working out. You got to start moving.
Yep.
You got to start hanging out with your friends. Yep. You got to stop listening to Nirvana.
One foot in front of the other.
Start listening to Hanson. All right?
Glenn Miller,
like swing bands from the 30s and early 40s, all right?
Okay.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
All right. And get moving.
Yeah, in people that don't have that have sort of reactive depressions, exercise has been shown to stand up well against antidepressants.
Exercise does. Here's what. Speaking of exercise, I was thinking about this. Because I don't know how often, you know, I work out where I don't feel like working out, but it's got to be every single time.
Mm-hmm.
You start getting up, you start moving a little bit, and you feel a little tight, and you feel a little sore, and you're kind of like, screw this. But you end up sort of pushing through it. I'm not a maniac. I just skip a little rope, do a little boxing once in a while. But I never feel like doing it. And once you get sort of the blood flowing and the sweat going, it becomes a lot easier. You become like... You're like some hinge on some door that hasn't been opened or closed for a long time, and you're a little tough, and it's a little rusty, and you got to swing the door real fast back and forth to get it moving.
Yeah, she needs a peer group that she feels
satisfied
by. She
needs someone to kick her in their ass a little.
And there's some other stuff here, too. The fact that she was in a relationship that, you know, long at that young an age is speaks volumes about what's going on with her.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling. Drew's right, though, with the exercise. Just get yourself to move a little bit. Charlotte?
Hey.
You're 25?
Yeah.
See, Charlotte is not depressed. See the difference?
I am. I'm just so glad that I'm finally
done
with you guys.
Well, you're not as depressed as Catherine was.
Oh, dude, you don't know.
You know what's weird with...
Charlotte's disgusted, but she's not depressed.
Yeah, I'm just like...
You're disgusted.
Had it.
Yeah, you're disgusted. What are you disgusted with?
Oh, dude, you wouldn't believe.
Dude, what's happening?
I'm sorry I called you that. I know what you said before.
It's all right, guy, dude, bro.
He said don't use dude.
I'm not smoking weed. I'm just like...
We know.
Had
it.
Dude.
All right, check this out. All right, I've been going out with this guy... for 2 years. He moves me out of my apartment and we move to a different complex. He knows I'm going to lose my apartment. I had my own one bedroom. I was staying with him most of the time in his two bedroom with his brother. But he knew if I lose that, then I'm going to lose everything. And he promised me he wouldn't screw me over, that this was going to work. And he gave me a ring and everything. I felt like it was all good. And I was pretty... you know, confident this is going to work, right?
Yeah.
So we move up the road, and 2 weeks ago, he doesn't start coming home from 10 to 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. From 10?
Yeah.
He doesn't come home from 10 to...
10 p.m.
till 7 a.m.
7 in the morning.
And all right, is he working?
Yeah, he's the maintenance guy there.
There?
Yeah, at the apartment complex.
Where they live.
I see.
Where I live. Where we live. We just moved there. That's
all right, so this isn't working.
You didn't move there, though. You moved here, right?
Yeah, that's his new job.
All right, this isn't working, Charlotte. So what do you want to do?
Isn't he the maintenance man here?
I don't know.
Okay. So where does he say he's at? And by the way, what are his hours as the maintenance man?
He works from 9 to 5.
Oh, okay, and then he steps out at 10 o'clock at night?
Yes.
And what do you say?
And before I know it, I don't even know what's going on. I come out of the bathroom, he's gone.
This happens all the time?
It's
just
happening every other day.
What drugs is he doing?
I think he's doing crank.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
He's a dealer.
All right, well, this is a speed addict's behavior.
You heard he's a dealer?
She. The girl he's cheating with.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No. She works here, too.
All right, well.
Oh, boy, that sounds like a crappy apartment.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
It's on a really bad neighborhood.
Yeah,
you
know, Drew, you don't know this, but we're talking about it once. you know, if you think about who's living in a crappy apartment,
yeah,
it's essentially, it's sort of prison without the bars. I mean, right. you have that sort of element in the sense that they're not a bunch of murders and stuff, but if you went to any crappy apartment complex in most crappy cities in this country, and you just got a drug sniffing dog and a couple of warrants and a couple of cops, and you just walk through the place, you'd find enough stuff to arrest whoever was in there.
Everybody, yeah.
Everyone. It could be like outstanding warrants for traffic violations. There could be missed child payment, you know, child support payments.
And just flat out drugs.
Half of them would just be filled with like milk crates and shopping carts and stuff that you're not supposed to take off the premises of the market, whatever it is.
Right.
You could figure it out.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. So you just live with a bunch of these people.
You're right.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a good time.
So she needs to get out of there.
Yeah.
She needs to get a place for all
the horrible guy.
Guy's a drug addict. Guys, maybe someday he'll be worth a relationship again, but not when he's strung out. He's got to get into recovery, be well into it before you have anything to do with him. Get out of there.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about with our last caller, Catherine. Yeah. There's certain names that are spelled with different first letters, such as Catherine. Could be a C or could be a K. Mm-hmm. And if you mix them up with the person, they get a little offended.
Yeah.
Like you go, Catherine, what is that, C? No, it's K. And you go, oh, I know. Do I look like one of the C people? It's always like, what the F am I supposed to know your name? Do you ever do that with someone? They actually get a little pissed off. They go like,
I'm a C.
I wouldn't do it that way. No, I'm not one of those. It's like, the hell do I know? Mm-hmm. It's not a great plan, is it, Drew?
No.
To have the same name start with two totally different letters?
No.
And we can all just guess how it's spelled? Not really, Drew, when I'm in charge, this is the first place I go to work. All right, let's take a break. What's another one of those names? Do I have another one of those names?
K's?
The K's are all over. They're just Kathy's or that way. Kathy's get that way, too, and that's just a short
Suzanne
Catherine.
Suzanne with a Z and Susie with Z's and S's.
I know someone who's a Kathy, who's a K Kathy, and she saw that I wrote her name. We were just playing like a we were playing like charades or something. I had to make this thing where I put everyone's name on it. I did the C Kathy, and she was like...
Karen.
She was upset. She was angry. She was
Karen.
Like,
C-A-R-Y-N.
I'm not one of those C one. I'm like, yeah, you are kind of a C. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
What was that?
What was what?
That was not a point that Anderson gave you. That was like, I'm going to point.
Well, he likes to, you know.
Yeah, well, I was talking to Adam. You got to give a point.
Hey, you missed the whole point, dude.
You missed the first point.
All right.
Bro. Let me tell you something. Like, Anderson is not so much an engineer, but he's more like a pitcher on the mound when there's a couple of runners in scoring position. You know what I mean? He's working the plate, but he's also trying to keep the guy close to first. See what I'm saying, Drew?
I got it.
He has to look over there every once in a while. He has to fake the throw.
Got it.
Is Ann the guy on first?
Got to hold the guy first.
You got to hold him. We got to hold him there. Yeah, Ann would be that guy.
Stop busting the balls.
All right. Let's talk to Gabby, who's 24. Gabby?
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I had a question about pregnancy.
Yeah.
Okay. I just found out about 3 weeks ago that I'm pregnant for the third time, which was just kind of a whole lot for me to deal with. And my youngest is only 8 months old.
Wow.
Right. So my concern right now is I've been getting some pretty bad cramping in my lower abdomen. My back is also bothering me. And I've been feeling something kind of strange on my left side.
Are you bleeding?
No, I haven't had any bleeding yet, or I hope I won't. But the feeling that I get on the side, on my left side, it's kind of like a little flutter. Now, me being pregnant twice before, I know that could be possibly the fetus.
No. How many weeks?
About nine.
No. No way.
No.
No, but see, it could be an ectopic pregnancy.
Because why? Usually it follows with like a really sharp pain.
Yeah, you could have an ectopic pregnancy. I mean, you can either see a doctor right away.
In the tube, you mean?
Yeah.
Have you seen a doctor yet?
You know, I haven't seen a doctor yet because me and my fiance are kind of discussing whether or not we should keep the baby.
Well, nature may have determined that for you already. It can be a serious emergency if that tube ruptures.
Okay.
So you've got this. The fact this is possibly a tubal pregnancy makes it necessary.
Well, Drew, why is it possibly a tubal pregnancy?
Well, pain is once. If you have pain, if you're pregnant, you have pain and bleeding. That's a tubal pregnancy until proven otherwise.
Really?
Now she doesn't have the bleeding yet, but she may well get it.
Gabby.
Yes.
You got an 8-month-old, right?
Yes, I do.
And you didn't want another kid, so why are you pregnant again?
You know, it was, we were being really careful. We were using condoms in the film, but it's like, it was a shock to both of us, really. We don't know how it happened.
Okay.
Well, because we decided after we had our son that to, you know, we have a daughter and we have a son. We decided that was enough for us.
Are you sure you're pregnant?
You made a decision.
I am. I took a pregnancy test and it was very positive.
All right. Well, you got to go see the doctor.
Yeah.
I just love, I'm going to start giving those explanations. Like, hey, man, you totaled my car. What's up? You know, I was very, very careful. Very careful driving a car. Mm. Super careful. And
I'm shocked.
Didn't even want to have it. Actually, I felt kind of bad taking it out of the driveway, and I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Anyway, let's move on. Really,
that was it.
That's your answer. You know what the answer is with more of our callers is? It's more about their feelings about the outcome
than how it happened.
Than how it happened.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, listen, you'd violated your parole again, or you got an 8-month-old, and it's kind of funny too. It's an interesting thing where they actually ask more of your question. It's like, not only was I amazingly, like I said, if I just totaled your car and you said, what the hell happened? And I went, you know, I'm shocked. I was very careful, extremely careful. I barely even wanted to leave the driveway with it. As a matter of fact, I remember just announcing myself the other day.
Right.
I've totaled two other cars, so I'm going to be super careful this time.
Yeah, in fact, I was super careful.
Okay. Does that
explain it?
You got all the information you need? I do, except for the part where the car's totaled somehow.
Right.
All right, so something happened, and listen, everybody, if you got a couple of kids and you're not married yet and you've cranked a few kids out pretty early in life, you will have kids more easily than others. Mm. And I don't know. I mean, here's the deal.
Well, you've proven you're fertile.
Yes. If you have a shoulder that pops out of place two or three times,
you're more likely to have that happen.
1,000 times more likely it's going to pop out a fifth time than somebody who's never had their shoulder pop out of place.
That's right.
I really think it's this way. If you're young, you've cranked out a few kids already early on, the third and fourth aren't far behind. You got to be careful. Thank you.
Interesting point.
Thank you. Stephanie?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
Let's see. I've got a year and a half old, and we've been dating for 3 years, and we've been engaged. And, like, the sex was great. And then 6 months after my daughter, after we had her, it's just like I'm not turned on by him no more. He wants me to do, like, funky things to him, and I'm not into it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's been a biological change, or are you stressed out from the child care? Or?
No. No, because, like...
Are you just not having sexual thoughts generally?
No, he just doesn't turn me on. Like, because, I mean,
he
I
doesn't.
He doesn't do shit, but...
Stephanie's finishing school must have been somewhere exceptionally high quality.
I am guessing the Alps.
So it's Lausanne. Lausanne, Switzerland.
Lausanne?
Yeah. You're right.
That's where the money is. Yeah. That's where money is. I'm picturing a huge gilded gate. You know?
And a monastery-like atmosphere. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
A lot of uptight British women.
It's always that. It's always, you know, it's funny when you have a kid and you use the, I ain't turned on by my husband no more. Then she slides in the S word.
Yeah.
And then you asked her if it could be a biological thing. She's like, no. But I don't know how you know.
I'm just not turned on.
Stephanie?
Yes.
What's wrong with him?
Listen, first off, let me just say this, and I'm speaking for all of North America and parts of Canada. In Mexico, if they weren't so drunk and they could sober up and listen to me drop the attitude, which is, thank God you're not into sex. You don't crank out another kid, by the way.
Well, I'm pregnant right now.
Oh, now you went from, you officially went from slow to retarded. Mm. You just slid to retarded.
Yeah. Well, like, the things that he likes to do is, like, he wants to give it to me anally.
Mm. Sure.
And I'm not into that. And then he wants me to touch him anally, and I'm not into that.
All right, I'm going to close my eyes and picture the scene.
Yeah, no.
Violin music, if you will, Anderson. I am picturing him wearing a... No, not the sad. The regal. The regal. Oh, Anderson's like, F you. All right. I'm picturing him wearing like a plush,
satin,
crushed velvet smoking jacket.
Perhaps, I think, almost
perhaps
like
his monogram.
Thurston Howell.
Silk monogram. Yes. He's smoking a pipe. He's in front of the fire.
Wood paneling everywhere.
Yes. He has he's reading what's he reading, Drew?
Springer Spaniel to side. He's reading Vanity Fair and Architectural Digest.
Yes, perhaps the Utney Reader is on his lap.
A little bit leftist for him.
Little leftist? Yeah. Christian Science Monitor,
oh, yes,
perhaps.
Yes.
That's right. She's in the kitchen making scones.
Yes, a rich, bright kitchen.
That's right.
She's got an apron on and a calico skirt.
White marble island where she rolls the scones
the skin
out on
is
there.
Just like Snow White.
Yes. All right, let's see if that's true or not. Stephanie?
Mm-hmm.
Is that him? Did we describe him?
No, he's like a death metal rocker.
Oh, really?
No. No, I can't.
I've been doing this for 8 years, you know, just when you think you know.
Oh.
So he's death metal.
Yes.
And you're not into that anymore.
Oh. And have you ever made scones?
No.
All right. Sorry. I got to completely reevaluate.
You didn't live
now.
In Switzerland?
No.
Oh.
Never? Not even finishing school?
No.
Oh.
I don't believe
New England.
I don't believe it. No.
No.
Oh, my God.
All right, Stephanie, listen.
Well, I have another couple
no.
questions.
No. We got no time.
We can pick up tomorrow night.
We'll talk to you tomorrow night, then.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Don't get pregnant again between now and tomorrow night.
I can't.
She's okay. Already pregnant.
All right, we'll make fun of you and him tomorrow night.
Okay.
All right, baby doll. Now take care of yourself until tomorrow night, all right?
I'll try.
All right, we'll be back. Yep, that's Loveline. Nice. All right.
Yes.
We'll take a little extendo break, and that'll be until tomorrow night. God
Man
willing.
Cow in here tomorrow night.
Man
That'll
Cow.
Be fun.
He's a morning DJ, for those of you who don't know.
In the middle of the country, all throughout the middle.
Very popular. Got a book coming out, so we're going to talk to him about that. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew. Say mahalo. Brittany?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes.
What's the matter?
I don't get horny.
All right, we got to go.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.